I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hey guys, you're listening to Recover Girl. It's a podcast about addiction, recovery, sharing your dark to find your light. That's why I call us Light Hustlers. What do you think? It's on my Facebook page, which you're totally welcome to go and like. And while you're at it, want to message me? I have a really cool surprise for you if you message me. And guess what I learned? You can do it with a URL, which I used to call Earl. I did. Like that show, My Name is Earl, totally dating myself, Jason Lee. I never saw the show. Anyway, my URL is m.me/AnnaBDavid. That's right, m.me/AnnaBDavid. Message me, tell me you listen to this podcast, or tell me, really confess your, you know what, share your dark to find your light. You can send whatever you want. You're still going to get something super, super cool. m.me/AnnaBDavid. Anyway, this podcast, this episode is another one of those episodes where I'm giving you a snippet from my live show in Los Angeles. It's a storytelling show called Hammered Time. This episode features a girl. I've known her for like 5 years. This was the first time she did the show, not the last. As you'll see, she's pretty hilarious. She's a regular at the Laugh Factory. She's been on Oxygen and Fox. She's been in the show Mortified, which is also a podcast hosted by previous podcast guest Dave Nadelberg. And she's got a streaming baking show on something called Twitch. I'm too old to know what that is, but maybe you're not. It's called Bake Stuff with Lindsay. This is Lindsay Adams.
Hi. Ooh, that's nice. sometimes you get up on stage and you just want everyone to say, hi, Lindsay. thank you, guys. Thank you. Wow, thanks so much. Tell me more. Okay. I think I'm someone that peaked in eighth grade. I don't know if anyone can relate to that. But eighth grade was for sure my fucking year. Eighth grade was like before, and that's like honestly as like an almost 30-year-old woman, what am I doing? You know what I mean? But like eighth grade, where it's at. I mean, my body's sick, you know? It's like almost childlike. my brain not formed. No, I got sober when I was 15. Yes, whoa, thank you. Give me all the compliments. No, I mean, it's funny because I don't think, you know, I think for a while people legit thought I was just insane because my behavior was like almost as insane as the amount of stuff I was putting in my body. You know what I mean? I thought I was very fun. I thought I was like a very fun chick to hang out with. We could roll on the pavement together. You know what I mean? Like, outside the movies, you know? It was like, why not? I went and saw 8 Mile in theaters 4 times, remember nothing. Love Eminem, though. Can I? Okay. No, here's the thing is like, I held resentments. Like that was something I really held on to really early on. Like I fed off of that real early. Cause I had like a real problem with everyone from the start. And by the time I was in eighth grade, I was friends with a bunch of girls that I hated. We all hated each other. And my hair was bleach blonde. And I kept every note that told them they didn't like my person, that told me they didn't like my personality, and I was gonna use it against them to take them down. You know, so I was a secret collector, and I would just take them and then spread them everywhere. And while I was doing that, I was like really excited because I started drinking and doing drugs, and I was like, cool, you know what I mean? Like really, I like woke up in restraints all the time, and there's like nothing more like it's like a warm embrace, you know, and everyone's around you like, are you alive? Like, I didn't know you guys were coming. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to walk barefoot in rural New Jersey into a field. That's just that you have to sleep there. That's all. I am from New Jersey. Yeah, we got Jersey in the house. This is my Jersey stance. I like can't control it. Okay. But I was like, I mean, my progression was real weird. And I did some like, I mean, in retrospect, I was like, could you have tried to act normal like at all? Like, could you try even a little bit to not constantly draw attention to yourself by people? And I couldn't. That answer was no, and I never will. I never will stop. That's why I'm here. When I was a freshman in high school, I was a full monster. And before that, I had started I started coming to school drunk, which was very fun for me. And people thought I was very silly and very sick all the time. Just lots of throwing up. And I was just like a psychopath. Like, I just needed to terrorize people. You know what I mean? Like, I was a kind of like insane person that just like you don't feel like that person will ever change. You know what I mean? Like, you look at them. Like, when I was in eighth grade, a girl gave me and my friends a dirty look in the locker room, and I was not having that. And so we went into the gym class, and I body slammed her against the wall. She got a concussion, which is awful. You know what I mean? Like, that's terrible. And I like, you know, but obviously, like, I'm not going to get blamed for it. So I ran over and was like, oh, my God, are you okay? Oh, my God, what an accident. Oh, my God. And then I took her to the nurse. I begged the teacher, was like, you're so nice, Lindsay. Thanks for taking her to the nurse. I was like, it's my pleasure. And I was like, if you tell anyone, I'll kill you. And the nurse came up and was like, I know about you and your issues. And I was like, I feel harassed. If I could speak to a counselor. So that's like the level of just like, are you your psychopath? And when I was like fully coming to school drunk when I'm in my freshman year, and I'd also joined the cheerleading squad because like I just felt like you needed to, and I like promise you every time I went to practice they were like, why are your legs so slow? And I was like, because I don't belong here. I was so good at yelling though, can I just tell you, so good at yelling and screaming. And so my first period class, I had my history teacher was also the captain, or not the captain, the coach of the soccer team, the varsity soccer team, which is like, you know, it's like, hotties. And he was like kind of young too. So I was like, yeah, of course you want to fuck me. Who doesn't, you know? Who doesn't? Just full, nope. And there was a school dance that night and also a soccer game that I was cheering at. Thank you. And after the soccer game, the captain of the soccer team, who was like very, you know, he was like very dreamy. I didn't know him at all, but he had... So he had a Listerine bottle, and so I just, that was like amazing. It was so tasty, delicious. I just drank all of it. And we, like, as you do in high school, you just like, you know, start making out immediately. You know, just like touching each other, just like really like, what are we doing? But we're doing it. And we were in the back of the school. And I, listen, my titties were out. They were just out. I don't know what to tell you. They were out, you know, they were out and around, and that was what was happening. And we see an SUV pull up with two bright lights and someone yell, get out of here. So he runs and I just stay there with my titties out. Like I'm gonna disappear. And then the car drives away and I was like, weird, not telling anyone. And then I came back to class and on Monday, and the teacher was like, I didn't see you at the dance. What did you do? And I was like, nothing. And he was like, do you enjoy the soccer game? So it was him, and then I knew he wanted to fuck me. I just, like, loved making out with people and hitting them at the same time. Like, I loved it. I couldn't make up my mind, but if you, like, if you didn't like it, you were mean. You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't like it, you were wrong. I mean, it's weird that people don't like when you tell everybody their secrets. It's so weird, and it's not nice. You know what I mean? So people, like, retaliated, and it was, like, really hard to, like, you know, be responsible for that. And I went to rehab, and I didn't get sober immediately, but I did get called fishnets. I don't know why, but I took it. But after I got sober, like, when you're a teenager and you're sober, like, it's weird. Like, it's weird. You're still a teenager. You're still, like, a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like, I have more stuff from when I was early in sobriety and a teenager than I do from when I was blacked out and can't remember anything. You know what I mean? So it's like, technically, I didn't drink. kidding. But, like, I had a really good time in early sobriety. You know, I got a boyfriend, and he was 25 and on parole. And it sounds like it's not a good fit, but we both had curfews, so it was, like, totally fine. You know, we both had to be in at a certain time. So that was really interesting. I got to do all the fun stuff that you do, all the coming of age stuff. I just got to do it sober, you know. I got to fuck people that are ugly and weird. You know, I got to I got to stay out late and realize, why are we staying out late? You know, I got to, like, you know, buy clothes for myself. I got to steal clothes for myself and then bring those clothes back and apologize. I got to really just do it all. And it's nice. I'm glad. I'm glad. I don't question. I still would love to roll around on the ground fully intoxicated. You know what I mean? Which is just helps me realize that, like, I'm for sure still an alcoholic. You know, it's just, like, not going to go away. But I am happy to live in LA now. You know what I mean? Like, I am. LA's fine. I guess I didn't realize that I would be so competitive about having been molested. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was just me. I thought I was special. You know what I mean? But if you're going to put a book deal on the table, yeah, let's talk about who the most fuckable kid was. All right. Wow. You guys are delightful.